From the studios at Boise State Public Radio, I'm Gemma Caudette. Well, it is that time of year again, time for the annual Boise Goathead Fest. And if you haven't heard of it, it is a pedal-powered and, by their own words, wonderfully weird celebration. It will take place in downtown Boise on August 27th. And joining us today to chat more is Jimmy Halliburton, Executive Director of the Boise Bicycle Project, and Martha Barbeck, Foothills Restoration Specialist with the City of Boise's Parks and Recreation Department. Welcome, both of you.
Thanks so much, Gemma. And it's pedal-powered, wonderfully weird, and bona fide Boise. So our great local bicycle festival. Thanks for the intro.
Absolutely. Well, so good to have both of you here. Okay, so Jimmy, let's start with the basics. For folks who are not familiar with the Goathead Festival, tell us exactly what it is.
Well, thanks for so much for having us in here, Martha. You know that I'm a big fan and that the show plays such an important role in nonprofits in the community to engage with the community members. So thanks for having us on. Goathead Fest, this is our fifth year. We're so excited because it seems to grow a little bit every single year. And it's this bicycle festival that really does two things. One, it reunites all types of bike riders around sort of a common enemy or theme, and that is getting rid of goat heads. Those are the thorns that no matter what kind of bike you ride or what type of rider you are, they cause flat tires and they keep you from riding. And so what a great thing to sort of unite around. And then also in an effort to get rid of goat heads leading into the festival itself. Several years ago, we were doing a mobile repair stop in one of our lower income neighborhoods. And we noticed that the kids all had flat tires on their bike every single time that we came back. And so instead of saying like, okay, well, we need to come back more, we started thinking about how can we actually get rid of the flat tires that they're getting? And we started pulling goat heads in that neighborhood. That was about 6 years ago. And that neighborhood now is almost goat head free. And so we thought if we can do it in this neighborhood, we can probably do it all over the place. And then we can celebrate the kind of massive goat head picking effort and celebrate everybody who wants to ride a bicycle at one of now the Northwest's largest bicycle festivals and parades.
And Martha, tell us about goat heads themselves. I mean, let's start with what are they and then how do they impact our foothills and our other open spaces, as Jimmy mentioned?
Sure. Goat heads are an invasive species, and an invasive species is an organism that causes ecological or economic harm in a new environment where it's not native. So goat heads originally came from South Europe or the Mediterranean. They purportedly came over in sheep's wool in the early 1900s and spread all the way across the West, as they really like dry climate similar to those in Boise.
And so, Martha, then what happens when they are, you know, in the foothills, they're in open spaces? I mean, right? I mean, I know, you know, on the Greenbelt, for example, you're usually fine on the Greenbelt, but if you veer off even just, you know, a little bit, I mean, your bicycle tire, your stroller tire, anything can be punctured by a goat head really easily.
Yeah, the problem with goat heads is that they form dense monocultures. And what a monoculture results in is a lack of biodiversity, which is critical for wildlife and plants utilizing the area. And goat heads are so successful in forming these dense monocultures because they have seeds that have these horned nutlets on them. So these horned spikes, and those are what get in your dog's feet. Those are what get in your bike's tire. And that's their mode of transportation to actually go and colonize new areas. So every time you get a goat head in the bottom of your shoe or in your dog's foot or in your bike tire, you're also taking it someplace new where it can colonize and form once again another dense monoculture.
So Martha, if we do pick all of these up, though, I mean, we, as Jimmy mentioned, in this one neighborhood, I mean, can we really get rid of goat heads?
It's a lofty goal for certain, but I do think it's possible. Goat heads are annual plants, meaning they live and die and reproduce in one single year. And so if we were able to remove all of those annual plants and prohibit them from going to seed, you know, in a course of 5 to 10 years, we could hypothetically make Boise goat head free.
Okay. So Jimmy, how do people help with clearing up the goat heads? Because this is a project that happens before the actual big one-day event at the end of August.
Yeah, we start pulling them earlier in the summer, and the earlier that you can pull them, the better, because they haven't started to produce a fruit or the nutlets yet with the horns on them. And so you can pull them while they're really small. But when they grow big, I mean, Gemma, these things get huge. I think I've pulled one that almost weighed 7 pounds just as one plant with hundreds of goat heads on it. And each of those goat heads have, you know, split it into 5 nutlets, and each of those nutlets have 5 seeds. And so one goat head plant can just grow massive and really spread all over the city. So we get people excited about our regular picking days, which are every single Thursday morning at 8 a.m. And we kind of focus in a lot of the high spread areas, high traffic areas where people might be walking, riding their bikes, taking their dogs. We try to prevent them from going in the foothills. And then we at the Bike Project spend a lot of time focusing in on some of our lower income neighborhoods where we know the kids ride their bikes to school, to after school programs, because we know if we can pull them in those areas, they tend to be hot spots that spread to other areas as well. And those are the areas where we've really seen a lot of progress. And it's going to take a long time and a lot of work to make Boise goat head free, but certainly in some of these neighborhoods, trailheads and other kind of specific areas, if we focus on where they're spreading a lot and where they're having a high negative impact on people, I really do think that we can make a difference. And it's pretty fun. And then we get to celebrate at the festival when we're done.
And so, Jimmy, if people want to help volunteer on Thursdays, how do they do that?
If they go to BoiseGoatHeadFest.com, there's a page that called Picking the Path. So picking those goat heads, and it actually directs people to Martha. Martha's got this incredible weed warrior team that's part of the city of Boise, and they get rid of invasive species all year long. So this is a great sort of gateway to, yes, let's get rid of goat heads, but let's actually tackle some of these larger invasive species issues. And we're super excited to partner with the city of Boise and Martha this year in actually making our polling efforts a little more scientific, sustained, and kind of ongoing throughout the year.
And Martha, tell us more about that. I mean, because as Jimmy mentioned, I mean, goat heads are something that I think a lot of, you know, a lot of people are familiar with, even if they don't know the name. I mean, we can all remember a time where we've gotten a flat tire, or as you mentioned, you know, your dog getting a goat head in their paw. But this isn't the only invasive species that we have in Boise.
Yeah, I'm particularly grateful to Goathead Festival because I think that goatheads are the gateway drug into weeds. Invasive species are all across the lower Boise foothills, but everybody has a personal experience with a goathead. And so it's an easy way to talk about some of the invasive species issues that we do have. However, if you look at the lower Boise foothills, unfortunately, these desert ecosystems we have are somewhat fragile and water limited. And as a result, we have invasive species like rush skeleton weed, cheatgrass. The list goes on and on and on, but goatheads are a nice way to get people introduced to the concept of invasive species, about why they're bad, and show people that we can do something collectively to help reduce them.
Yeah. And that's what I've loved about this whole project, Jimmy. I mean, as you mentioned, the event's been going on for 5 years. I mean, even during the pandemic, you know, you made a way for this to happen remotely for everyone. And it is just that, I think, collective mindset of we can do something together. So let's talk about the day of the event. It will be August 27th at Cecil Andrus Park in downtown Boise. And I mean, it's quite the weird and wonderful event, if I may use your own words.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's the best thing ever. You know, what happens is about 10 a.m., 10:30, people start showing up at Cecil D. Andrus Park and from the Capitol building in costume, on their decorated bicycles, ready to sort of just celebrate Boise's bicycle community as a whole. And of course, getting rid of the goat heads. But, you know, this is a really fun, family-friendly community building event, whether somebody has pulled the goat head or not. But thousands of people, we expect about 5,000 this year, show up. The parade leaves the Capitol steps at 11 a.m. We close down several blocks in downtown Boise, and people get a pedal where they're actually the stars of the parade. So instead of being the spectators on the side, you are the participant, you are the parade. And that's sort of the theme across the whole festival, is that the people there are the ones who activate the space. And we encourage people to really go all in and join in the festivities. Once they finish that parade, they get back to the park. And that's where we have all sorts of different pedal powered activities. We have, you know, bands that are powered by a pedal powered stage, bicycles that are hooked to generators that create the power to make things go. These huge freak bike collections where people can ride all sorts of weird bikes that we've put together over the years. There's costume contests, dance-offs. We have an incredible lineup that the Morrison Center has helped us put together this year. That's really one of the most diverse lineups that we've ever had. We really want to make sure it's an inclusive festival for everyone. And then of course, you know, everybody loves Lost Grove's beer. And so Lost Grove always makes special beer for us for the festival. And that is all a fundraiser for the Boise Bicycle Project and our efforts to get more kids on bikes and keep those bikes running. So not only is it a community building event, not only does it get rid of goat heads, these invasive species that cause these flat tires, but it really empowers our programs at the Bike Project all year long.
Well, I want to thank both of you for all the work that you do. We've been talking with Jimmy Halliburton, Executive Director of the Boise Bicycle Project, and Martha Brabeck, Foothills Restoration Specialist with the City of Boise's Parks and Recreation Department. We've been chatting about the annual Goathead Fest. It is August 27th in downtown Boise. Thank you both.
Yeah, thanks so much, Gemma. Everybody put it on their calendars today and go to BoiseGoatHeadFest.com for more info.